B-Pod Studios.
Tamini, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Janelle, you sent us a message and said, I mean, there's so much backstory here. I'll let you tell the story. I love what you did, but now you're totally confused in this relationship. What's going on?
Kendrick and I have been dating for 2 years, and I kind of got this idea from you guys where I did my own, like, War of the Roses, you could say. I had sent flowers to him with, like, a dirty message with, like, a surprise and told him I booked a weekend in Boone and, like, it's going to be a romantic Valentine's Day getaway weekend, but I didn't sign the card with my name on it. I just wanted to see if he would, like, say anything to me.
It's a good move.
And, like, that was, like, 2 weeks ago, and he hasn't said anything. And I know he got it because I sent it to his work.
Wow. So he got roses and a little note that said, hey, we're going to spend the weekend in Boone for Valentine's Day, romantic. And he never said thanks for the roses?
Never said he got roses, thanks for the roses, nothing about the weekend, just nothing at all. So I thought that was weird. And honestly, for the past 6 months, like, his behavior has been kind of weird. Like, he goes to work at his uncle's house on Saturdays and sometimes even a couple nights during the week. And he's just been, like, doing work, fixing it up, but he hasn't taken me to see it. He just keeps telling me he doesn't want me to see it until it's completely finished. But, like, I mean, I'd like to see what's going on. Like, I'd like to see all the changes. So, to me, I guess maybe there's no changes. Maybe something else is going on. I don't know. Hmm. So, like, red flags are going off that something is off. I'm hoping I'm wrong.
Can I just bring up one quick point to all this? Wouldn't he, as soon as he gets that flowers, wouldn't he have asked his mistress, weren't these from you?
He might have, but why would he tell Janelle that?
But then when she says no, wouldn't he be freaking out?
So is it out of character for you to send a note that's like a little risque?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
So he might
100%.
Not think...
I normally would never do this, but I don't know. I mean, if he has a mistress and he checked with her and she said no, he didn't check with me. So I don't know if some other woman's claiming them. I don't know if maybe there just is no other woman and maybe he just didn't like it. I don't know.
It's very odd, and I'm dying to hear what he has to say.
All right, I'm going to dial him up. Here we go. Everybody be quiet.
All right, yeah, don't say anything, Janelle, until we find out who Kendrick sends him to, okay?
Okay.
Nervous. I'm not even in the relationship.
Hello?
I'm looking for Kendrick.
Why do you keep calling me?
Well, Kendrick, I'm actually calling from Flowers for You. You won an Instagram tag contest. I'm just trying to get a name and a number and an address of someone that you want to send romantic roses to that you won on Instagram.
Man, Kat, how long is it going to take?
It'll take 2 seconds, I promise you. Looks like someone sent you roses as well as a trip not too long ago. Did you receive those?
Oh, okay, yes. Okay, now I know what to do. Yeah.
Okay, so you did get it.
Yeah, I did.
Who do you think sent those roses?
Had to be Debbie.
Okay.
Was it not Debbie?
No, it was me, Janelle. Who the is Debbie?
Kendrick. This is the Mania War of the Room Morning Show. You're on War of the Roses with a segment where we catch cheaters.
Oh, my God. No, okay. No. Look, the thing with I'm not cheating with Debbie.
Who's Debbie then? Like, who's Debbie?
She's just somebody from work. It's not even like that. It's not.
She's somebody from work. I send you flowers and you think it's from her? With that message, you think it's from her?
Cool workplace.
Okay, look, I just...
Kendrick,
okay,
you look dumb. You're looking real dumb right now. Don't even try it. Just come clean on the radio and let Janelle, your girlfriend of 2 years, know that you were cheating on her with someone named Debbie.
Yeah, I want to hear you admit it. Go ahead, because honestly, this is ridiculous.
I'm never going to admit it because it's not true.
Okay, really? It's clearly true. You think Debbie's sending you a romantic vacation. Clearly you have some sort of feelings for Debbie. Not like we've been together for 2 years, okay?
Do you know Debbie? Is Debbie a person that he works with, Janelle?
I have no idea who the heck Debbie is, and I don't think so. As far as I know, you work with mostly men, and you've never mentioned a Debbie before. So I don't know who this Debbie is that you think would go on a romantic vacation and send you that kind of a message and flowers, other than the girlfriend you've been with for 2 years, who would maybe do that for you.
Kendrick, do you go see Debbie when you go to your uncle's house to fix up the place?
Okay, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that with you guys. Why do you even know about that?
Because what if we told you that we've been following you and we have the facts?
That's not true. Janelle told us. Janelle, I'm sorry.
You won't come clean. No, we all know.
No, we're wasting our time spinning our wheels.
I'm done. Yeah. Thank you for confirming it for me. I'm done. I'm going to go have that nice romantic weekend by myself, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.